Come on down to the 9th Annual Farm Aid at the UBC Farm, September 16th at 3 p.m. This free admission family-friendly event is a celebration of food, music, and community at Vancouver's last working farm. Festivities include square dancing, farm fresh corn, and a beverage garden featuring handcraft brew from East Van Storm Brewing, and so much more. To find out more information, visit www.landfood.ubc.ca and look under events.
On Friday, September 13th, Winnipeg's Les Jupes will be touring their brand new EP, Negative Space, to Vancouver with a stop at the Cobalt. Playing alongside the Abramson Singers, Les Jupes play a unique brand of British post-punk meets American folk. See you at the show.
This is BF from Graymaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. A picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Is the truth we told? You in the bedroom trying to find a pillow.
We're live. We're live at lunch. How you doing, UBC? On this summer-like day, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. My name is Wade. I'm the co-host of Discord Radio from CITR 101.9. And for those that are in the vicinity and not in the know, there is a radio station here on campus. Yes, there is. We've been going strong for 75 years, been on the FM dial for 30 years. We're located on the second floor of the sub, and if you want to get involved, we are more than excited and enthusiastic to welcome volunteers into the mix. Go on upstairs, second floor of the sub. Hugo is the volunteer liaison. Every day we have tours at noon, and we'd love to get more people involved. We still have a couple open slots for future shows. So you have ideas for radio shows, or maybe you're more of a techie person, want to get involved behind the scenes, or involved in some of the creative department. We got lots of opportunities for students and faculty alike upstairs in the sub at CITR 101.9. And as part of this big school year launch, we're very excited to present Live at Lunch. It's been going on since last week. We got a couple more days to go. We've got lots of great bands have played so far, more great bands to come, including Hooves on Friday, Sleuth tomorrow. And today, we have some local stars on the rise, fresh back from their 11-gig West Coast tour. We have Ashley, Katie, and Brittany. They are the band Lié. Without further ado, Lié at Live at Lunch, live on CITR 101.9.
The promises of history beyond the ground. And she's beckoning the moon, selling tales of good friends dreaming. Money's up for sale. Her hands are steel, her eyes are closed. She can't taste the weakness of your pride. Is this your sick attempt to pull her closer? She calls him to the shore and promises of history beyond spec. And she's beckoning the moon, selling tales of good men dreaming. But it's up for sale. She's all yours. And tonight she's all yours. What's up, pleasure's absent? What's up, pleasure's absent? Tonight she's all yours.
Once again, we're Lié, just back from tour. We went down to California and Oregon. It was really awesome, but it's great to be back, especially when the weather is so beautiful. All right, this is No Control.
Your eyes ring. Between the lines, I see the lies within your eyes ring. Between the lines, I see the lies within your eyes ring. Between the lines, I see the lies within your eyes ring. Between the lines, I see the lies within your eyes ring. Between the lines, I see the lies within your eyes. Sauter School of Business, Frosh people. Oh man, them, oh man, them, oh man, them, so they feel don't need to man them, man them, man them, fill them with disease. Disease mind, disease mind, overturn, overturn. Reject them, reject them.
Stuff. Lee A, ladies and gentlemen, doing their thing. Don't worry, we still got a few more tunes from them. We thought we'd just like do this little live at lunch thing with a little live chat in between tunes. So we've got Brittany, Ashley, and Katie.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hey. Hey, now are you guys all from Vancouver?
No, I'm from Winnipeg.
Ah, the Peg.
Katie's from Seattle originally.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Hands across the West, it sounds like. So how did you guys come together as a band?
Me and Katie had a band before, Lee, called No LA Kill, and we toured with Britt's band, Coban. So when our singer left, Britt just kind of came in and we formed a new band.
So are you double-dipping these days, Britt?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we did a tour. Lee and Coban went on tour, and it was like back-to-back shows every night. It was pretty intense.
So everybody else was relaxing backstage and reveling in either what a great show they did or getting hyped up for the next show. You were just sweating balls on stage back to back.
It was great.
Nice. Now, tell us about this tour that you guys just did down. I mean, was this your first international tour?
No. Coban and Lee went down to the States once, and then Lee just went on her own in August again. So
we also went to South by Southwest earlier this year in March with Coban.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Texas was rad.
Yeah, I've heard amazing things about Austin's live music scene. Yeah.
I mean, South by Southwest is definitely a gracious like time to be there. It's a little insane. It's like the Olympics of music.
The Olympics of music. I like that.
It literally felt like Granville Street times 100, but inundated with bands that were good.
Nice. Nice. Well, and what? And out of the 11 gigs that you did on this past tour, what were some of the standout cities that you visited or standout gigs that you did?
Well, I always love playing in Sacramento because we play at our friend's house, and it's this tiny little basement, and it's so sweaty. And we always come from Portland or something, so we come from, like, the rain, and we get there, and it's just, like, so hot, and everyone's packed and dancing, and it's a really good way to start tour. So that's probably one of my highlights.
Nice. How about yourself?
I think mine was Oakland, but that's just because we played with a bunch of really awesome bands, like Wax Idols and Screecher, and it was just a really fun show.
Awesome. Well, it's really exciting to see, like, just some, you know, local Vancouver gals doing their thing, touring all across the states and across California. So congrats up to this point. And what can we expect in the near future from Lee A?
We have an EP that's going to be released pretty soon. We're also about to go into the studio to record our full length. So that should be out hopefully by the end of the year with the same label that released our first EP, which was Function Operate.
Nice.
And they were based out of LA, but now they're in New York. So getting some new...
So East Coast tour is coming soon.
Yeah, some East Coast representation.
And in the meantime, for those listening that would like to find out more information, where can they find Lee A online?
It's leavancouver.bandcamp.com, but it's spelt L-I-E, so Lie Vancouver. But that's not how you pronounce it.
And that's the truth.
That's the truth. Don't forget it.
A common problem.
Right on. Let's hear some more tunes from Lee A live at lunch on CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's sleep with her.
anyone's interested, we have some secret tour-only cassettes and shirts, but they're secret, so don't tell anyone. We can sign those later if you like.
This next track is Rat River.
It's a great Canadian song.
Yeah, this is a track we wrote pretty much on tour. Kind of started in the beginning, but by the end we had.
I want to hear more about this being a great Canadian song, please.
I don't really like to tell people what my songs are about, but it's it's about a man who was trying to do his thing and was slaughtered by the RCMP.
Is this based on a true story?
Yeah, totally.
And which part of the Great White North did this take place?
I think it was where? There you go.
Oh.
No. This was long, long, long time ago. This was like during the gold rush. A little bit of history.
For those listening on air, the sound op was guessing Burns Lake. it was a good guess, but Brittany of Lié was.
I can't remember actually. Right now, I'm losing it. Can't remember.
All right. Well, yes. So, the track's called Rat River.
Yeah.
The band is Lié. The station CITR 101.9, and this is Live at Lunch with Lié. Continuing on CITR. Let's do this.
Thank you.
lies. Got some power play. We struggle to defend our promise like a never fell on trust.
This one's another French song.
Vous êtes votre peuple, je vais y entrer. Dans votre tête, me tourner. Dans votre tête, me tourner. J'adore la mort. J'adore la usez votre peuple. Je vais y entrer. Dans votre tour me tourner. Dans votre tour me tourner. Force à force. J'adore la mort. J'adore la mort.
Merci beaucoup, Lié. Great, good track. Nice. I'm noticing there's a lot of French influence in your music. The name, a couple of the tracks. If we've got Winnipeg, Seattle, and Vancouver, where does the French come from?
That'd be me. I did French throughout school, so.
Oh yeah.
I try to incorporate as much as possible, so I don't forget it.
Nice. Your mom must be so proud.
Yeah.
Most of the province of Quebec would be very proud, too.
Yeah. I'd like to go to Montreal soon. That'd be awesome.
Have you ever been?
No, never.
So you're born in Vancouver, but did you go to French immersion school?
Yeah, totally.
Wow. I haven't met too many of those, so way to Yeah, way to rock it.
It's a beautiful language, and it's really fun to sing. So,
je suis agree. Je pense la langue de français c'est très très belle.
Excellent.
Et j'espérais to continue chanson ton chanson en français.
Merci.
Et anglais, anglais et français. Unification.
Très bien.
Okay. Anyways, thank you very much. Yes, we are here with Lié. Yes. Actually, while we're on that, I wanted to ask you guys something. Something we've been doing, trying to learn something new. It's kind of a, it's, I would like to ask each band member and some of the bands we've been interviewing what their favorite Vancouver venue is, what their favorite Vancouver band is, and what is their pet peeve. So, Brittany, while you're close to the mic, maybe you can tell us who. What's your favorite favorite Vancouver venue?
I got to think about this for a second. Oh, my favorite band is Womankind.
Okay. How about favorite band growing up? What band that influenced you the most?
In Vancouver?
Anywhere.
Well, in Vancouver, I remember like when I first started going out to shows, and I saw Shearing Pinks a bunch.
Nice.
And they kind of like took me under their wing in a way. Like they had our first, they like hosted the first show for Cobon at Fake Jazz. And so they were really like inspiring to me because they were just really heavy and raw. And I was from the suburbs. So I was like, oh my God, because it just excited me.
Big city kids. Wow.
Yeah. Big city, like heavy music. It was awesome.
And Shearing Pinks, by the way, graced the cover of Discorder magazine, I believe about 18 months ago or so.
Awesome.
Which, yeah. By the way, for those that are watching and listening, Discorder magazine is kind of the is the physical program guide of CITR. It's been around for 30 years and it's expanded to become Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly. So CITR and Discorder kind of work hand in hand and are located upstairs, second floor of the sub, and are always looking for more contributors to write music reviews, go to shows, do album reviews, write features. As well as the radio station looking for more volunteers to get involved and bring your passion for radio to UBC and to community radio here in Vancouver. Upstairs in the sub, CITR 101.9. Anyways, enough of the plug. Back to the questions. Ashley, how about yourself? Brittany, we didn't hear your pet peeve.
Oh, my pet peeve?
Yeah.
One of them is when people stare blankly at me when I'm playing and just stare like this. As though they hate me and they want me to die. Well, I kind of like it too because it kind of gives me energy. But at the same time, it'd be nice if more people in Vancouver like got into it, you know?
Sounds great. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, good stuff, good stuff. Okay, Ashley, how about yourself? Who is your favorite Vancouver band? Aside from Lié, of course.
Probably, yeah, Cowards.
Yeah, Cowards.
Snit's pretty awesome too. I got to give them a mention, but Cowards is a long-standing favorite.
Cool. How about growing up, bands that influenced you?
There's a lot of embarrassment there, so I'm gonna avoid answering.
Oh, now I want to know even more.
Bring it on, Ashley. We all want to know you a little bit better.
I had a bad section of really bad taste in music. I was a huge Moist fan.
Moist.
I kind of
push just a little
them.
Too late.
But, like, influential for, like, the music I play now, really, like, a lot of Wipers and stuff like that.
I have to admit, I'm not familiar with Wipers.
They're this band from Portland from, like, 70s, 80s, 80s. them and, like, Neo Boys, and there was just, like, a bunch of Pierced Arrows or Dead Moon. There's a bunch of really
nice.
Good bands from Portland.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Portland's got a lot of mention today so far. You said one of your favorite shows you played on the way was in Portland?
Sacramento.
Oh, Portland's sorry. Awesome. You mentioned awesome you came from Portland.
That was an amazing show. Yeah. We played with Arctic Flowers.
Oh, and you know, let's finally, Katie, yeah, we haven't heard much from you. Do you have a mic over here? Oh, we can share. Sharing is caring, of course. So what were you saying about Portland?
Portland was my favorite show of the tour. There were so many people there. It was awesome.
Aside from so many people, what else was it about the Portland show that really stood out as memorable in your mind?
We played with Industrial Park and Arctic Flowers, who were awesome.
Right on. How about yourself? Who is your favorite Vancouver band?
My favorite Vancouver bands all spurned from the Emergency Room era. So like Channels 3 and 4 with Sarah Cordingley and...
our own Sarah Cornelian, by the way, who is the music director of CITR 101.9. And there she is, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Sarah, come on, give us a wave. Give a wave. Sarah Cornelian, ladies and gentlemen. Right on.
And that's definitely where I got, like, excited about making music and diving in.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Way to bring it back to the local here and now. And how about growing up, bands or musicians that really influenced you to want to become a musician?
I really liked Bill to Spill when I was younger in Seattle, and I really thought it was Bill Tuss Bill was their name, and then I learned it was Built to Spill.
Had that changed how you felt about the band?
Not a bit.
Right on. And how about we didn't hear about pet peeves? We're going to come back to you in a second, Ashley, but Katie, what's your pet peeve?
Smoking inside.
All right, smokers, make sure you butt out, or Katie's coming for you. And how about you, Ashley? Biggest pet peeve? Does or does not have to be related to rock and roll?
Oh, man, mine's probably apathy, too. Like, when people just can't get into the show at all.
So, a couple of anti-apathy fans. So, what would be the ideal ideal audience at a Liège show? What would you like to see from them?
Like, really drunk crust punk kids who are just, like, throwing themselves around. That's what I want.
Naked and jumping on you and, yeah, like, spitting beer in your face in a nice way.
Okay, I don't know if there's much beer.
We're explaining our favorite show that we played.
And what show was that?
Our space that we opened for the grand total of one night.
It was called Lock.
And we actually played with Womankind and Cowards.
And we played with Womankind and Cowards, our favorite bands.
And people got naked and spit beer. And
awesome.
And it was amazing.
And I think we got naked too.
And it'll never happen again because they shut us down.
Ooh, getting a little hot in here on stage. Where was this, where is this open space venue?
It was on Clark and Hastings.
Yeah, so I feel like there's a story here. So you guys had this space you opened up and it was going to be an ongoing thing and then...
Yeah, it was my friends, Matt and Charlena, Sam, Ashley and I, and we were going to have a gallery, venue, screen printing shop.
a little mishmash of everything thrown into one.
And because the city needs more of that.
This is true.
And we built a stage. We painted the whole place black. It looked really awesome. We had one show, which we were allowed to do according to the landlord, but then when the show was happening, he decided that he didn't want that anymore. And
so was this mid-show?
After the show was done.
Yeah.
So how many were at the show?
It was pretty tame in terms of, like, there was, like, I don't
60, 70
60 people, and it was, like, all really respectable, like, chill. You know, people were dancing and freaking out when the show was going on, but they were being really cool with the space and, like, not doing anything outside, and everything was fine. But I think it just frightened him.
Did he happen to walk down just as the nudity was hitting its peak and beer was spat in his face?
I hope so.
I wish.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting story. And for those fans that are watching today, if you guys, I don't know how much beer is in the audience, but if you feel like stripping down naked, it is a hot day for it. So at least the temperature's right.
You can spit couscous in their face if you want. That's cool too. Whatever.
Just no apathy. Okay, we're going to hear some more music now from Lee. What's this next track up we're going to hear?
This next track is called Pressure.
All right. So Lee, live at lunch, bringing the pressure, live on CITR 101.9.
Pressure, pressure, pressure is on you.
Let's hear it for him one more time. Now, this is the part of the show where usually the band would exit the stage and everybody would cheer, one more song, one more song. But you know what? We're going to save you going through that ritual. They're just going to play an encore because that's just the kind of ladies that they are. So, without further ado, the encore from Lié, live at lunch on CITR 101.9.
Between us ends, toil will be unsaid. Rest assured, he will abound. He will abound, he will be bound. Oh, my God, oh, love, oh, my own. Now it's even now. So you'll be unseen. Rest assured, you will be found. You will.
Some dark punk on a bright day.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. That was Lee, ladies and gentlemen, from right here in Vancouver, B.C. Thanks again, ladies, for taking the time to join us here today. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Us.
Awesome. Awesome.
We've never played school before, I don't think.
Just skipped it, huh?
Nor have we played on the radio before, I believe.
Wow. Wait,
this is our first radio, first school experience.
It's a whole day of firsts. Awesome. Yeah. Well, we're proud to... We're proud to be here and help you achieve these firsts here on CITR 101.9. Now, did you hear there's some merch as well we had in the mix? What's where and when? What do we get available?
We have T-shirts, a black one that's hanging on the monitor there, or a few white ones left, and some cassette tapes.
Cassette tapes. Old school cassette tapes.
Yeah, so go buy our tape and then buy a cassette player to listen to it.
Or buy a crappy old van, like I did. Then you can listen to them in there.
You should start selling cassette players.
I wonder what's more expensive, a cassette player or the crappy old van. So that was great. Once again, thanks so much. Maybe one more time for those on the radio and those in the vicinity, how can they find out more about your band online?
Basically, the best way to search us is by typing in Lee Vancouver as one word, and our Bandcamp or our Facebook or something will come up. It's just LIE Vancouver.
Awesome. And any other shows coming up in the near future in Van City?
21st.
And where will that be?
Well, actually, we have a ton coming up. We're playing this Sunday at the Elf House, with this awesome band from Philly, I think.
Pleasure Leftists.
Yeah, they're good.
And then we're playing the grand opening of Redgate. There's going to be like 30 bands or something crazy.
The grand opening of Redgate.
Yeah, it's on, it's 855 East Hastings.
The official legal grand opening of Redgate.
So you know what? So I have to admit, I'm not in the know. What is Redgate?
It's where we jam, but it's also a venue, art gallery, art studios, bike shop.
Another one of these mishmash multi-use spaces.
Yeah, totally. And
hopefully not with
a
cranky landlord anymore. And where is that going to be located?
It's 855 East Hastings, and their first grand opening real show is on the 21st of September.
Which I believe is a
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. It goes from like noon until like 2 a.m.
Awesome.
It's going to be a fun party.
Any other shows on the near horizon for those that are making mental notes for their calendar coming up?
October 9th, we're playing with Crooked Bangs from Texas at...
No clue. With Peace?
With Peace. I can't remember where we're playing. I don't know if they've actually confirmed a space yet. But yeah, we're playing with them. And I think they do French songs too.
Yeah.
But they're from Texas, so it's crazy. Where'd they learn French? It's crazy.
Je ne pas connais.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas. That's the term. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Lee. Good stuff, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. And for those that are, again, in the vicinity, we are CITR 101.9 on your FM dial, CITR.ca on the web. If you want to get involved, whether it be you want to host a show or get involved behind the scenes, possibly write for Discorder Magazine, we're located on the second floor of the sub. Hugo is the volunteer liaison. Go speak with him. He'll give you a tour of the station, a tour of the space. And while you're in the vicinity today as well, we have a nice little merch table. We've got Morgan and Eric down there rocking the merch. We've got a Steam Whistle prize pack draw. You can enter some vintage copies of Discorder, some CITR swag, some CDs for a toonie. And something else to keep in mind, if you are a fan of local live music, a great event that's happening in the near future is Shindig. There's a venue called the Railway Club at the corner of Dunsmuir and Seymour downtown. It's been going for about 80 years. And every Tuesday at about 7 p.m. for the next 13 weeks, there's going to be a showcase of three up-and-coming local live bands And then they have a big sort of final hurrah in December where somebody wins, and they have kind of a gold, silver, and bronze medal winner. The guy who played yesterday, Clint, from Praying for Greater Portland, he actually won last year's Shindig. So you've got lots of great talent like that to expect over the next 13 weeks. And the lineup for this upcoming Tuesday, 1 week from, I guess, 6 days from now, at the Railway Club, includes Blind Horses, The Deadbeats, and Hooves. Dare I say our own Hooves, because three of the members of that band are volunteers at CITR. And Hooves also will be playing this very stage this Friday as part of the last Live at Lunch. So that's Shindig happening next Tuesday and for the next 13 weeks at the Railway Club. Here we see. Anything else I'm trying to think of? Oh, yes, of course. My name is Wade, along with DJ CJ, who's right there. CJ, give the crowd a wave for you. We are the co-hosts and co-producers of Discorder Radio. Yes, we are the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine. And people like Seth Blumen from the Triathlon Club, I've been known to listen to us from time to time. How you doing there, Seth? Good to see you, buddy. We're on every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. It's an hour-long show. Bringing you some of the best of the up-and-coming acts in Vancouver, talking about some of the live things that are happening in and around town. Elf and CJ are proud to say we'll be going to Rifflandia this weekend in Victoria. Yeah, yeah, I got the media passes, yo. We're pretty excited about that. Lots of great acts to be seen this weekend in Victoria. In fact, I just got an email today, CJ. We've been confirmed to interview Hannah Epperson, who's actually a UBC alum. So there's going to be lots of... and Aiden Knight, we got an interview scheduled with him as well. So lots of great music happening this weekend at Rifflandia. Lots of great live music happening at Shindig for the next 13 weeks. And lots of great more live music here for Live at Lunch on CITR 101.9 for the next couple of days. Sleuth tomorrow and then Hooves on Friday. Now, for also those that are here, don't... Even though the live music with Lie has ended, sadly, we do have a DJ who's going to be spinning some great tunes for you here for the next hour. So stick around if you want to keep the whole Live at Lunch buzz going. And for those in the studio, keep in mind that if you guys are ready for us in the studio, we're ready to go back to you. And then we'll come back down to, you know, we'll throw it to the studio now. Okay. If you're in the vicinity, check out the DJ. Good vibes, good times. And if you're listening live, we're going to throw it to the studio now. So once again, it's Wade from Discorder Radio for Live at Lunch. Thanks again to Lie. Thanks again to everybody else at UBC. You're a beautiful audience. Have yourself an amazing Wednesday. Get out there and enjoy the sunshine. And you are listening once again to the end of this broadcast on CITR 101.9.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Rifflandia Festival is back for its sixth year with over 150 bands performing over 4 days across 14 stages in Victoria. See acts including Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Big Boy, Death From Above 1979, Matt and Kim, and Stars. It's all happening Thursday, September 12th to Sunday, September 15th. For full event details, visit rifflandia.com. Come sing me a song. Let the art give the law.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
Tune into the Copyright Experiment, Thursday nights at 11. with Autonomy and DJ Mochi. We discuss digital media and copyright and play a wide range of freely available electronic and hip-hop music. Or just visit our website for a list of links to the free music we play. That's copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com.
Okay.
Ever thought about studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, September 26th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet with universities from around the world offering post-grad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Find out more about admission requirements, programs, and scholarships. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
On Friday, September 13th, Winnipeg's Les Jupes will be touring their brand new EP, Negative Space, to Vancouver with a stop at the Cobalt.
Come down from your mountain.
Playing alongside the Abramson Singers, Les Jupes play a unique brand of British post-punk meets American folk. See you at the show.
On Saturday, September 21st, Grammy Award-winning folk rock duo, the Indigo Girls, kick off their Canadian tour at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver. Get your tickets online at northerntickets.com, by phone at 604-569-1144, or in person at the Northern Tickets office at 918 Granville Street. Don't miss Two North Indigo Girls Canadian Tour 2013. For full details and more information, visit indigogirls.com.
Oh, look at that. Here she comes.
Tune in every Wednesday from 1 to 2 on The Shakespeare Show, with your host Dan Shakespeare, playing rare gems from the 20s to the 70s.
She's your fine looking man. She's something else.
Yeah, oh wow. Right there. This is DJ Dan Shakespeare right on air. Whew, maybe you can hear me unfolding the papers that I had in my pocket. Wow. Okay. Well, here it is. Well, I'm not really sure which ones to play, but yeah, but I think I have one right here. This one?
Yep.
Oh, I'm not doing the Canadian first.
It's up to you.
Okay, maybe I'll just this is not the version I want. I'm just gonna do my Canadian stuff first. So I'll do. Maybe I'll do Caress of Steel by Rush. Sorry about this, but yeah, sorry. Okay, I'm just getting it on, and here it comes.
Gonna do a number called Garden Road for you.